Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays here on 98.1 KZE, sponsored in part by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84, and Hotel Tivoli in the corner restaurant, boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli, hoteltivoli.org. And what could be a better choice for a guest on Tasting Tuesdays than a business that manufactures donuts? I have with me Brandy Walters, who's the owner of Hole in the Wall Donuts in Kingston and in New Paltz. I just want to mention that for years, even though I have this gig at the radio station, I never stopped working at the Kingston Farmers. Most of my listeners know I love the Kingston Farmers Market. I just love the vibe there. I enjoy being out with and seeing so many of my friends there. And one of my friends that I've developed over the last bunch of years is this guy, Ellis, who sells these delicious donuts. And they turned out to be from Hole in the Wall Donuts. So welcome, Brandy Walters, to Tasting Tuesdays.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I mean, farmers markets are just such a magical space. And Ellis is just the best. We are so lucky to have him on the team, for sure. Everyone loves Ellis, including
me.
Oh,
yeah. This guy is a sweetheart. And, you know, for years, where I'm working over at the Migliorelli Farm, or just a few feet away, we're selling often those apple cider, pear cider donuts. So I'm tired of those.
Ooh, pear cider. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, they've done that. Those are kind of popular with a certain population. But I long ago got tired of that. So every so often, I'll treat myself to a hole in the wall. It's a very special occasion. So my associations with your donuts is just that. It's very special. Brandy, tell me a little bit of the origin story here about you and your business.
Certainly. So I used to own The Anchor, which was a very popular music venue, burger, craft beer bar, American comfort food place in Kingston. And during the pandemic, there was two separate major construction projects that were going on in Kingston. There was the traffic circle, which was being done by the state and the county. And then the city decided to redo the sewer lines, which pretty much just completely shut down our restaurant. You couldn't get any access to it. And I was trying to come up with a creative way to pay my staff and keep my staff employed. And I thought, you know what? Kingston doesn't have a donut place. You know, there's a couple places that make some donuts, but, you know, not a full range. So I just fell in head first to trying to come up with recipes and how to make them. And then it just overtook. And then eventually I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time to say goodbye to The Anchor and focus on the donuts.
Wow. Where are you from originally?
Certainly. So I moved to the Hudson Valley when I was really little, late 70s. My mom worked for IBM. And, you know, I grew up in the Kingston City school system. And then in my 20s, I went to Portland, Maine for a while and then came back home. So I'm a local.
You are.
I
You
am.
are. Absolutely, inarguably. And I did not know all this time that we've been kind of going back and forth and my conversations with Ellis as well. I was under the impression that you just had the Kingston spot, but it turns out, I guess, that the response was very, very positive to the donuts because you've opened since opened a spot in New Paltz as well, right on Main Street.
Yeah, we opened up a spot in September on Main Street. We've been for many years now trying to find a place to have a storefront because the farmers markets don't happen in the winter. And we were very lucky to find a beautiful spot in New Paltz. Right now, the New Paltz location is closed for summer break just because all the kids are gone, but it will be opening up early August, and we look forward to that. And then we do have the shop on right on Broadway in Kingston, Midtown Kingston, which is my home. We love it. And that's just been such a blessing and just so wonderful. We're so thankful, for sure.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I might might do it once or twice. What's something
love
that
it. Give it to me.
Good, good, good. And this is Brandy Walters, the owner of Hole in the Wall Donuts in Kingston and New Paltz. What is something people may not know about the business of making donuts, business of making and selling donuts?
Yeah, so making donuts is very labor intensive. Well, it can be, right? So when you look at large scale manufacturers of donuts, that's all being done with huge equipment and machinery. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just very different from what we do. We hand make our donuts. So it's a lot of love, a lot of care. We utilize as many local ingredients as we can. And it's a science and it's always changing, right? So the recipe we use, in the fall when there's a little bit drier is not the same as in the summer because, the humidity affects that.
Oh, I
So
see.
it's always changing. We're always working
Very
on
interesting.
it. It's kind of, we joke like it's a practice. Like we're always evolving and trying to make our product better and better.
Amazing. That's, I never thought about that, but that makes complete sense now that you mention it. Also, what are some of the current popular favorites? I imagine, I just think that you get the full, like people come in and they're just like, always trying different stuff. So maybe that's the wrong question.
Sure. No, it's a totally valid question. It really depends on your taste because we do a lot of the classics, but we also have inventive flavors. We have people that every week they just get their churro donut or, the pistachio cardamom's a huge favorite, vanilla bean old fashioned. Our old fashioned's like a moist, dense cake and it's a little crispy on the edges. And when we fry it, it gets these cracks that just kind of cradle the glaze in the most beautiful way. Some people only like the yeasted or fluffy donuts. We have our gluten-free mochi, which even people that do gluten absolutely love it. We have tons of plant-based options. So it's always changing. So we have people that always want to try the new fun thing. Back in April, we did a crab rangoon donut for just one day. And people went crazy for it. But, there's a fair amount of people that might look at that and be like, oh, not for me, which is okay, because then we can give you a plain glazed or strawberry sprinkle, a Boston cream. So it really changes, what people want, what they're in the mood for. And we enjoy trying to help you figure out where your donut journey is going to go for that day.
I know you mentioned already that it's a lot of hard work that goes into. You're the owner. You don't get the glamorous side too often, I'm sure, because you've got two shops and the Kingston Farmers Market. You got a lot going on, but I
Yeah, and
imagine.
we do. Oops, sorry. And we do the Beacon Farmers Market, Rosendale
Oh.
Farmers Market,
Oh my
Catskill,
God.
and Phoenicia. So yeah, we are out there, plus a
You,
lot of
I have.
other local festivals.
Oh,
And on a
amazing.
weekly basis, we donate to several different shelters and food kitchens and community fridges. So we're very active. We're constantly producing and trying to get everything out in as many hands as possible.
That's amazing. I have so much respect for your business. And how many people are on the team there at Hole in the Wall?
So we have two full-time employees besides myself, and then we have different employees that come in and do, maybe a shift here or there. We have a couple, seasonal
Sure.
part-time. So, it all really depends. But mostly it's
Right.
me, Ellis, and then we have a guy, Martin, who's always in the kitchen by choice. And that's, really the core three that have been here pretty much since the beginning.
Folks can visit, well, folks can visit the shops. That's the or the one of the farmer market location. That's
Sure.
the big recommendation. But you could, if you want to check out Hole in the Wall Donuts, go to HITWDonuts.com and or the Instagram, your Instagram page. And but most of all, again, just go and try out a bunch of the donuts. My God, I can't wait to.
Yeah, and while you're here, definitely try out. We have amazing bagels we get from B&B Bagels
Oh.
with unique cream cheeses. We do breakfast sandwiches, we
Oh my
do
God.
matchas, we do all kinds of different fancy coffees, protein coffees. We have Lemon Love Lemonade, which is another lo great local company, Hudson Valley fresh milk products. So we really there's a lot that we offer, and come out to the stores and try it, and you can check out our menu online as well.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I warned you, I might put you on the spot once or twice. You've done
Oh yeah,
fabulously
please
so
do.
far under the intense heat that I'm applying to your interview here. But if you get to choose the song that we play following this interview, so you get to choose whatever song you want me to play after this.
You know what? One of my favorite songs, and I think it's something that we really can feel nowadays in the Hudson Valley as we're seeing a whole renaissance going. Why don't we do Talking Heads Home?
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. I love that song.
Me too.
Brandi Walters, owner of Hole in the Wall Donuts in Kingston and in New Paltz and a myriad other places and farmers markets, what have you. Thank you so much for coming on Tasting Tuesdays. Here now is Talking Heads with Home 98.1 KZE.